Today is the third day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's with a grateful heart that we gather together here around the global campfire and proceed on the grand adventure that we are on that carries us through everything about the Bible. Every book, every section, every chapter, every verse, all in the course of a year, step by step, day by day, and we get to spend a year together of life, and golly, everything can happen in a year. So much can happen in a year, and so being able to spend that together, knowing we're not alone in it, not just feeling connected with other people on the journey is profoundly, well, one of the distinctives, one of the beautiful distinctives of the Global Campfire community, which has been one of the most beautiful things I have ever seen and probably will ever see in my life. One of the greatest depictions and living out of what the body of Christ can be. And so I am grateful to be here with you today. We're moving through in the Old Testament some wisdom literature right now. And wisdom literature is deeply important because it gives us language and opportunity and leads us into kind of wrestling with some things. Instead of like giving us a Western mindset of, you know, here's the problem, here's the solution. And that's what we're accustomed to. It gives us more of an Eastern view of wrestling with the thing is the work of it. And wrestling with it and coming to conclusions, even when there aren't conclusions, but to continue to wrestle is even perceived as worship. And so we're working through some wisdom literature. We worked through the book of Job, which kind of takes us into the depths of the emotions of trauma, betrayal, grief, anxiety, depression, the deepest of the dark emotions. Everything serves its purpose. It's part of the human experience, but the more painful side of things that can be completely debilitating. And so we wrestled. We're in the book of Ecclesiastes now, and Solomon is doing some wrestling. And Solomon, we've read his story. He brings Israel, the ancient Israel, to its apex, to absolute prosperity and profound development and peace on all sides. And so this is a guy that's done it all and has had the resources to do it all and did on every front, in every way that a human being can experience accomplishment, pleasure, pursuit, purpose. And in the exploration, he finds a lot of meaningless pursuits. And really here at the latter part of his life, as he's reflecting over it all, is looking for the things that actually do matter to the human experience. And the things that are like chasing the wind, because we're chasing things and spending our lives that are finite, spending them chasing the wind. And so what really does matter? It's kind of the underbelly, the negative view. Like we can say, well, this is what life looks like, or we can say, this is what life doesn't look like. And that is a bit of what Ecclesiastes does. And so let's open our hearts to wisdom literature and wrestle inside of ourselves what we are trading actual meaning for with our very lives and what we are wasting our lives on. Because they don't. I mean, we may have eternal life, but at least in this current form, we don't have eternal humanity. And so how are we spending it? As day by day, step by step, we lose another day of it because we've spent it. Today, Ecclesiastes chapters 4, 5, and 6. Again, I looked and saw all the oppression that was taking place under the sun. I saw the tears of the oppressed, and they have no comforter. Power was on the side of their oppressors, and they have no comforter. And I declared that the dead who had already died are happier than the living who are still alive. But better than both is the one who has never been born, who has not seen the evil that is done under the sun. And I saw that all toil and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Fools fold their hands and ruin themselves. Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. Again, I saw something meaningless under the sun. There was a man, all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil. Yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. "For whom am I toiling?" he asked. "And why am I depriving myself of enjoyment?" This too is meaningless. A miserable business. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Better a poor but wise youth than an old but foolish king who no longer knows how to heed a warning. The youth may have come from prison to the kingship, or he may have been born in poverty within his kingdom. I saw that all who lived and walked under the sun followed the youth, the king's successor. There was no end to all the people who were before them, but those who came later were not pleased with the successor. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth. So let your words be few. A dream comes when there are many cares, and many words mark the speech of a fool. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin. And do not protest to the temple messenger. My vow was a mistake. Why should God be angry at what you say and destroy the work of your hands? Much dreaming and many words are meaningless. Therefore, fear God. If you see the poor oppressed in a district, and justice and rights denied, do not be surprised at such things, for one official is eyed by a higher one, and over them both are others higher still. The increase from the land is taken by all. The king himself profits from the fields. Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless. As goods increase, so do those who consume them. And what benefit are they to the owners except to feast their eyes on them? The sleep of a laborer is sweet, whether they eat little or much. But as for the rich, their abundance permits them no sleep. I have seen a grievous evil under the sun. Wealth hoarded to the harm of its owners, or wealth lost through some misfortune, so that when they have children, there is nothing left for them to inherit. Everyone comes naked from their mother's womb. And as everyone comes, so they depart. They take nothing from their toil that they can carry in their hands. This too is a grievous evil. As everyone comes, so they depart. And what do they gain, since they toil for the wind? All their days they eat in darkness with great frustration, affliction, and anger. This is what I have observed to be good, that it is appropriate for a person to eat, to drink, and to find satisfaction in their toilsome labor under the sun during the few days of life God has given them, for this is their lot. Moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, this is a gift of God. They seldom reflect on the days of their life because God keeps them occupied with gladness of heart. I have seen another evil under the sun, and it weighs heavily on mankind. God gives some people wealth, possessions, and honor, so that they lack nothing their hearts desire, but God does not grant them the ability to enjoy them, and strangers enjoy them instead. This is meaningless, a grievous evil. A man may have 100 children and live many years, yet no matter how long he lives, if he cannot enjoy his prosperity and does not receive proper burial, I say that a stillborn child is better off than he. It comes without meaning. It departs in darkness, and in darkness its name is shrouded. Though it never saw the sun or knew anything, it has more rest than does that man, even if he lives 1,000 years twice over, but fails to enjoy his prosperity. Do not all go to the same place? Everyone's toil is for their mouth, yet their appetite is never satisfied. What advantage have the wise over fools? What do the poor gain by knowing how to conduct themselves before others? Better what the eye sees than the roving of the appetite. this too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Whatever exists has already been named, and what humanity is has been known. No one can contend with someone who is stronger. The more the words, the less the meaning. And how does that profit anyone? For who knows what is good for a person in life during the few and meaningless days they pass through like a shadow? Who can tell them what will happen under the sun after they are gone? Second Corinthians 6:14-7. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. Make room for us in your hearts. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have exploited no one. I do not say this to condemn you. I have said before that you have such a place in our hearts that we would live or die with you. I have spoken to you with great frankness. I take great pride in you. I am greatly encouraged in all our troubles. My joy knows no bounds. For when we came into Macedonia, we had no rest, but we were harassed at every turn. Conflicts on the outside, fears within. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not only by his coming, but also by the comfort you had given him. He told us about your longing for me, your deep sorrow, your ardent concern for me, so that my joy was greater than ever. Psalm 47. For the director of music of the sons of Korah, a psalm. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham, for the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Proverbs 22:16. One who oppresses the poor to increase his wealth, and one who gives gifts to the rich, both come to poverty. Okay, so as we're reading through Ecclesiastes, we get kind of like a fatalistic view, like a feudal look at experiencing life. Like, there's nothing you can do that matters. And man, sometimes that's how things feel. Like, Solomon seems to be able or even willing to say out loud things that we would probably never say out loud because they don't feel like they're in harmony with maybe our favorite verses of victory and prosperity and plenty and our projection of faith and perfection and intimacy with God. When we understand that the wrestling happening in Ecclesiastes are words coming from a person who has achieved a measurable success, unspeakable pleasure, and the power of life and death beyond the wildest dreams any of us could ever have, then we see that it's not fatalistic or futile, it's cautionary wisdom. Solomon makes a lot of different kinds of observations throughout Ecclesiastes about human life in all kinds of conditions and circumstances. And then he makes conclusions. So, like, some of the conclusions, for example, made in today's reading are that he observed that most people find motivation and will struggle because they're in competition, because they envy their neighbors. But that is a choice of how to spend life, to live it in keeping up with the Joneses or in some sort of competition to try to get validation and identity. Solomon is concluding that is chasing the wind. That is meaningless. He says that being too active actually makes your mind too active and gives you active and restless dreams. And speaking out all the time too many words makes you a fool. Because talk is cheap. And some of these daydreams that have no action behind them are useless activities. Like, if you're going to do something, fear God. Start there and work outward from there. Start with the fear of the Lord. That is wisdom. He says that loving money is insatiable. If that is where your heart is and your love is in that direction, it is all consuming. You will never have enough. And it's meaningless to think that that can ever lead you to something that is true and true happiness. That is cautionary wisdom, because Solomon could buy it all, right? He could buy the mall and everything in the mall. He could come buy the town with the mall and all of the shops and all of the shopkeepers and all of the shop workers And he could buy it all. It's meaningless. This is to enjoy what you have. Be where you are now. Be where you are now. Accept where you are now. This is a journey. It flows, and it is a gift from God. The present moment is a gift from God. And if you can live from that place, and God keeps you busy enjoying your life so that you are not stuck anywhere else, including the past. Enjoy what you do have instead of wasting your life desiring what you don't have. Because just dreaming about what you don't have is meaningless. That is chasing the wind. Man, that is wisdom literature. And that is plenty to wrestle with. And then when you kind of flip into the New Testament, 2 Corinthians, Paul is encouraging us to think about how we are trying to blend together things that can never be in harmony with each other, which is also cautionary wisdom. That kind of blend, that mixture, that oil and water and trying to make it work. That's a big issue for Paul. Like trying to have one foot in the darkness and the other foot in the light and be moving back and forth and back and forth is a double life, a divided heart. And that is, to Paul, unhealthy contamination. And Paul is just kind of wondering, if we are children of God, why would we ever do that? And so why do we? Why do we do that? If we took some words from Solomon in Ecclesiastes, that is nothing more than chasing the wind. Living a double life is meaningless. So Paul encourages cleansing ourselves from everything that defiles, everything that pulls us into the darkness and pulls us into duality, that defiles our body or that defiles our spirit, our outside life or our inside life. And to be single-purposed in pursuing holiness, because we have awe and reverence and fear of God. So Paul's cautionary wisdom is that we think about, actively think about, what we're giving our hearts to that can defile us in our body, that can defile us in our spirit, that can defile our lives, whether interior or exterior. What are we allowing to speak identity to us that pulls us away from anything other than intimacy and union with God? They are a waste of life. Meaningless. Fruitless. So may we take Ecclesiastes and 2 Corinthians and invite the Spirit of God. And so, Holy Spirit, come. We invite you to reveal the ways that we're chasing the wind, that we're trying to create the portrayal of harmony and health when we are half in the dark and half in the light, and we are really simply hiding and curating what is not the whole picture. and we're blending things that do not, that cannot work together, that make us unhealthy in our body and our spirit. That is kind of one of those things that even as we're asking, some of that starts bubbling up and we immediately know some of the primary ways. We invite your Holy Spirit to help us to dig underneath that and not just look at the behavior, but look at the why. How did we get here? Why are we doing this? We are trading our lives for it. What makes it that valuable to our identity? How are we chasing the wind here in meaninglessness and things that are nothing but vapor and are harming and contaminating us? Holy Spirit, we invite you. Every one of us has a story. It's something different for each one of us. For some of us, it's a person. For some of us, it's a goal or an achievement. For some of us, it's an obsession. For some of us, it's a chemical. It could be any number of things that we do not, that cannot be in association or in harmony with the light. And so we are blending and mixing and creating false intimacy with that thing that will never be anything but meaningless. Show us where we're wasting our lives. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app are home base, and they are like the front line of where to get connected and stay connected and be connected around here, and also where to find out what's going on around here. So yesterday, Jill and I came on and shared in this 20th year a brand new venture, a brand new thing that we've been dreaming up for a very, very long time. Our first ever Daily Audio Bible children's book called The Breathing Prayer, a little prayer for big feelings. And we shared at length. So if you haven't gotten a chance to hear that, just go back to yesterday and you can hear all about it. Comes straight out of our own lives, straight out of Ezekiel, our son's life, and his story. And he's so integral to the creation of it. And so, man, we are excited about this. It really is a beautifully crafted children's book. We did a lot of research because even though we're creatives and have been in the creative arts our entire, well, I mean, since we were kids, not just our entire adult lives. And this has been kind of how we have communicated in this world through the arts. We never did this. This is like a brand new thing. So we did a lot of research, a lot of drafts. It's harder than it seems to make something really, really simple. Harder than it seems to make something really, really simple and rhyme and actually have a point to it. And so we worked hard, and this dream has come true. And so The Breathing Prayer, our first Daily Audio Bible children's book, is available. So if you have kids, check it out. It is the kind of thing to read at night. It is the kind of thing to teach, The Breathing Prayer, to just get in touch with our breath and understand that Jesus is with us. If you got grandkids, and grab one for each of them. They're in the shop. You get five of them, you get one free. The first 500 of them are signed. We sat down last week and did a big signing party, Jill and myself and Ezekiel. And so they're signed by the three of us. So I hope you will continue to celebrate 20 years with us. and support this effort that we have made to reach out to a younger generation and just, I guess, pour out from our own lives, but not just a younger generation. Like, this is true for each of us. The breathing prayer is so simple, but to center ourselves when things are chaotic, to just breathe and invite Jesus to be with us, is so grounding in the chaos of everything. So absolutely, it is for kids, and hopefully it will become a part of a child's life, their whole life. When it came into our lives, it has been a part of our lives ever since. I mean, it's just one grounding thing that we can always turn to. So, good for adults, great for children, perfect for grandchildren. Check it out in the Daily Audio Bible shop, either on the web site or in the app. And thank you for your partnership on that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you profoundly. We could not be here. We would not be here. This global campfire, this safe oasis that we get to show up whenever we want, but every day, red, fresh, brand new. This would not exist if we were not in this together. And for this to be 20 years, that's miraculous. For the Daily Audio Bible to be the longest continuously running daily podcast in the history of the technology, remarkable, humbling. Would not have happened if we were not in this together. And so thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning. I just want to say a few prayers. I respond to a few prayers that were called in for. I believe his name was Tony. He has issues with his swallowing muscle. She gave the name, and the caller gave the name, but I won't try to reproduce it. But Lord, we lift Tony up. Eating and meals are highlighted in your word, in Old Testament and New. One of the last things you did with your disciples was have a meal. And there's something to be said about the representation of nourishing the body as an allegory to nourishing the soul with your word and your love. And so, Lord, we pray that Tony would be able to start eating, that you would heal the muscle in his throat, and he would just, if he's experiencing any pain, that he would not be experiencing any pain, and that whether through miraculous healing or physical therapy, he'll be able to start eating as normal again. And then the same caller called in for a friend named Carol, who's dealing with rectal cancer and is going through chemo. There is no good way to go through chemo. So we lift Carol up. We pray protection over her body, that you protect it from as much harm as you can during the chemo, and that you just allow the chemo to target the cancer specifically, and that she would be healed. And lastly, quick one for Byron and his son Nehemiah and his behavioral issues. Lord, we pray that you would just give Byron and the parents wisdom and just reveal yourself to his son. Lead and guide him.
Hi, my lovely Dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. And let's go straight to our knees before the throne of grace of our immeasurably good Yahweh, our Father, our God. It's August 26th. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we are lifting up the weave. Lord God, thank you that his colon diagnosis was benign, yet he has a mass he needs to get removed, and he needs to remove part of his colon in order to do so. Heavenly Father, please guide the hands of the skillful surgeon, and may they do everything properly and put everything back into place as the weave desires, Father God, that he may give you glory and also be able to return to work. Heavenly Father, we lift up Tony. Diane from Pennsylvania called in regarding Tony having a swallowing issue, a muscle that's not functioning properly, Lord. And you designed us so perfectly, Lord, to function. And Lord, our swallowing is so important. We pray that you would heal Tony of this affliction, that he would be able to swallow. And Lord, we're praying for Carol, who is suffering from cancer and is having leg issues due to the chemotherapy and some other things. And we just pray that you could really help her in this season, Lord, that she would recover from these leg issues and you would heal her of this cancer. Lord God, Jacqueline called in from Blessed in the Bitterroot regarding Paige Wood, who was in an accident, bad accident, Lord God. She's required numerous surgeries that have already taken place. She has a long road to recover. We pray that you will walk with her every step, Father God, covering her, healing her body, that she may give you glory, Lord God. Lord, and we are lifting up Byron from Florida. Lord, his son Nehemiah, he prays that his son will live up to his namesake, Lord God, and be able to do amazing things for your kingdom. Lord, please heal him from this aggressive behavior and allow him to really feel and know and love and exhibit the love of Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Cindy from the Nature's Coast of Florida. I've called a few times in regards to my husband, Jim, who we're still trying to figure out why his spleen is enlarged. And we actually go tomorrow. Today is Wednesday, August 27th. We go tomorrow to Moffitt Cancer Center to get the results from his biopsy. I want to thank God's completed Jew for lifting us up in prayer, because we're still just trying to figure out why he's in pain and what is going on, and hopefully get answers from this biopsy. I'm praying for you, God's completed Jew, for your biopsy, and that everything comes out well. I thank everybody for their prayers. I pray behind the scenes every day, and thank God for this wonderful podcast. It has changed my life. Thank you, Daily Audio Bible. Have a good day. Cindy from the Nature's Coast of Florida.
Hey, DAB family. This is Learning to Completely Trust in the UK. Been absent a little bit, but I'm still listening and I'm still praying. I just wanted to add my 20 years comment to everything that's going on. Brian, oh my God, dedication is more than I can say. 20 years, it's a lot. But the 20th of August is also my 20th wedding anniversary day. And though I can never match your commitment and dedication, I know what it means to be celebrating, you know, 2 decades. And I really appreciate your dedication. I appreciate you reading the Word of God, because I really don't know what I would be or who I would be without the Word of God, and without being able to, you know, listen, not necessarily daily, but whenever I can listen to the Word of God being read fresh, and I really appreciate that. So thank you for your dedication to Daily Audio Bible for 20 years. And I pray God continue to cover you and your family. And thank you, Daily Audio Bible. Those that have been with DAB for 20 years, thank you so much. I've been, I think, for about 8 years, and it has truly made a difference in my life. And I've got my husband to be listening, so it's really good for us to just sit down with a cup of coffee and just listen. So thank you so much, everyone, and God bless you all for another 20 years in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hi, DAB family. This is God's Life Speaker. I'm answering a prayer request left at about 48 minutes into the August 23rd prayer and encouragement line. And it was for a faithful caller, her friend Krista, whose 16-year-old son had a seizure and then had a heart attack and died. That really struck me because we have a 16-year-old. And you go about doing life with your kids as if all is okay. But again, God knows He has our beginning and our end. But still, just the shock of losing a child. Let's pray. Father, it is always a blessing to know that You wove us together in our mother's womb, that You knew and You know, and You will always know our beginning and our end. You know the story that is being written, has been written, and the story we don't even know yet. And we just thank You. And there's nowhere else to turn but You, Lord. But there are times that are really hard, as we're learning in the book of Job, to cling to You. Would You please give that clinging, because there is nowhere else to go, to this mama Krista and her family, as they surely will try and make sense of what just happened, and any siblings, and of course the high schoolers that will have to deal with an empty space, an empty seat at school. Lord, we trust You. We ask that Your comfort and Your peace wash over this family and community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hi, my name is John, and I recently had some CAT scan done on my heart, which turned out fine. But in the process, they also happened to find a mass on my pancreas. It's not very large, but it's there, and that's one place you really don't want to get cancer. I haven't had my consultation yet with the oncologist. That's coming up in a few days. But I'm asking you to pray for me to see to it that this is a benign tumor and it's not cancerous. I, not only for myself, but I have been working so hard and so interested in helping my grandchildren and my children, my grown children, in their Christian faith, and helping them to grow in it. And I'm not finished yet, and I just need your help. I need more time. So your prayers will be appreciated. Thank you very much.